the local meeting places, did you have any?
No, no.
Did
no.
you have any political parties, cafes, no. political parties? None at all. But there were local meeting places, weren't
there? Well, then days there were all scattered around. I was busy with jobs, you know. In fact, in 1930, I built that building that met Abram Cemetery. I built the building by the chapel that I built in 1930.
Yeah. How did you meet people during the first 5 years in Pittsburgh? How'd you meet
people? You meet people, I used to go to the shul, working by different people there. In fact, I had a carpenter with me. I also had a carpenter, a partner with me, worked with me together.
Oh, I see.
He died about 20 years ago.
I see. Oh my goodness, isn't that something? Were you friendly with any non-Jewish people? Did you have any friends who were Jewish?
No, I didn't have not much.
Didn't have much contact?
No.
Do any of your first friends remain lasting friends? Your old friends, are they still, you still
my
have them?
My friends? I tell you, my old friends that came here, my town.
Yeah.
One died a couple months ago. His name was Gelman, and his brother is a bit macher and almost the age, B. Miller, Mrs. B. Miller. He's my one son from the little town, New York.
Do you have any more left at all?
And he has a brother. I have another brother in Youngstown, Ohio, also Gelman, an old friend of mine in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And also married a girl.
Do you have many lasting friends? Do you think these first friends, you still have some left?
First friends? No, not from my town, no.
No, none left.
I have friends, no. I go to the center. I have friends there.
No, but they're not the old friends.
No,
they're all died out.
No.
Did you have family here in Pittsburgh?
I brought my mother and father in 1904.
Oh.
My wedding. And my sister came. And my sister brought her brother here, a little kid. She still lived. I was there one day.
You were very close socially with him. You were very close
there.
Man.
Yeah. She's a big girl. She lost a son.
Oh.
My niece lost a son of an attorney 50 years ago. Markowitz, maybe you haven't known him. Mother Markowitz, an attorney.
With whom did you celebrate, say, a Seder when you came here?
A Seder?
Yeah.
A Seder? Well, at my... The first Seder, I used to celebrate my father-in-law.
Oh, you celebrated your
Seder? You know, yeah, the grand together, you know.
You celebrated with my wife's folks, in other words?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At least you had them.
Yeah.
During these first 5 years, did you maintain any contact with people in Europe or any other parts of the world?
No.
Didn't you? When you came to from Europe to America here, you didn't write to your folks at home or friends?
I was married here, then my sister came down here, and my mother came down here, father came down here.
But didn't you write to anybody in Europe?
My brothers in Europe.
Yes.
They went to Israel.
Oh.
One brother went to Israel, and one brother still lives in Romania now.
I see. You have a brother still in Romania?
Yeah, a couple of years ago. I remember still living there.
Uh-huh.
He was a dentist, and we didn't do math in Romania. They left the math, but God leave everything there in Romania.
Just one brother in Romania now?
Yeah. I don't know if he's living, I don't even know
where he is. You don't know where he is.
But I have nephews in Israel. A nephew in Israel, my brother's a son in Israel.
Oh. You also have a nephew?
Yeah, also a nephew, yeah.
But you don't keep in contact?
No, I don't know. In fact, my granddaughter went to Israel. My son's daughter went to Israel a couple months ago, and I gave her the address, and she couldn't get in touch with him. She couldn't find him.
Are you an American citizen?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good. How'd you get your citizenship?
Well, I went to, I think, 1907 or 1906, I went since I came here, yeah.
You studied for your papers?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Mm-hmm. When did you first vote?
first vote with Roosevelt, and I voted for Roosevelt. My
first vote was I voted for Roosevelt?
Yeah.
Which Roosevelt?
Teddy Roosevelt and then McKinley Roosevelt.
Well, you voted for Teddy Roosevelt first.
Yeah.
What party did you belong, Democrat?
Well, the Democrat Party.
Why did you belong to the Democratic Party?
Well, I figured the Democrats more than that to the lower class people, but not to the higher class.
Oh, you wanted to be with the
common folk. Yeah, yeah. They always say the Republicans are being speaking and they don't like anyone else. The same thing.
Were you active in this party? Did you ever go to the parties?
No, not at all.
When did you first meet the person that you married? How did you meet her? How did you meet your wife?
When I stopped in my brother, it's a brother there, and the fellow that brought me here to Pittsburgh, he married the girl. From the
yes, I know, but how did you meet your wife?
Well, she was a shotgun, the woman down the door down there. She was a shotgun there, but it's a kind of a niece, her niece, Alison Crawford. And I met her, the woman's a niece.
I
was boarding, and she told me there's a girl here, a couple of doors below there in Cafferset, and I met her down there, and I was there, yeah, didn't I? Well, I figured she was a nice girl, and I brought her. Her name was the Glass family, very nice people.
And your landlady came over to you and said she had someone for you?
When I stopped, yeah.
That's how it was. And you fell in love with her immediately?
Yeah, I was
24. Was she pretty? I bet she was.
Nice girl. I had my picture done, so.
You never went with another girl before?
Never.
This is the only girl?
Yeah.
I'd say.
They were a nice family at the time in Pittsburgh. Nice, very nice, very well known.
And you fell in love with your wife immediately?
Yeah.
How long did you go with her?
Well, I went about, say, a year, maybe a year and a half, something along with marriage, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you got married?
1904, I married.
So you were 24 years old. How old was your wife?
She was a little young, about a year or 3 years younger than I am.
Do you remember the date you were married?
Date was, let me see, in 1904.
But what was the date? Remember, August, September?
I think it was April at the time, April.
April.
I still have my license. I have them in the vault.
1904, my goodness, it's a long time. Were you married in this country or in Europe?
Of course.
How long did you know each other before the marriage? A year and a half?
I met her right away, and it was a year after that, a year and a half, when they got married. And Shinsuke married me up.
If your marriage was not prearranged, do you think it would have been prearranged if you remained in Europe? Do you think somebody would have arranged a marriage in Europe for you?
No, I was too young. I was young, 21 years old.
Oh, you thought that was too young? A lot of people get married when they're 20.
Yeah, but I ran away from the army, so I went to the army right away, didn't have any time to do this.
Do you think they would have arranged a marriage for you if you would have stayed there in Europe?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Did they always arrange it there?
Oh, yeah. But they stayed there, they went away, they married there.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, all my brothers married in Europe.
And they were all arranged marriages.
Yeah.
That's better.
Older than I was, they were married. I remember that. They were married in Europe.
Was your mate the same, from the same country in Europe as you? Did she come from Romania, too?
Yes.
Your wife?
They came from Russia.
She came from Russia?
Right. Talma, the bad man. You know, Talma?
Talma?
Talma Gubernia.
Gubernia.
They call it in different than usual. Talma Gubernia.
Mm-hmm. Did you or your friends or family marry non-Jews? Anybody in your family marry a non-Jew? Any Goyim in your family?
No, I don't know.
You don't know, huh?
My grandson, now that I stayed with.
Yes?
Yeah, the father ain't got a problem over the 60.
Now?
The King Jew.
And now, and you're...
Don't ask for them in.
Oh, no.
It's all King Jew, you can't tell nothing.
How do you feel about this? You don't want
it? Sure, I've been mixing. You know, it's the mix. I don't want to marry Adam, he's young, he's 21 years old. He goes to college. He came. And then, can't do it. Can't say nothing.
Yes, you can.
People don't know. The
parents don't know.
Yeah, they know. Sure, they come there, she was there, but I said to him. Yes, kid, she works in the belt of them.
Many young people today have trouble getting along with each other. What were your problems?
No.
When you got married? No. Did you have problems?
No, I worked.
And I know, but didn't you have problems when you got married?
I got married?
Yes. There were money problems, weren't there?
No, there weren't money problems.
So what
were they? Was so cheap, I'd call it new.
I know. Well, then did you have any... You must have had problems when you got married.
When I got married, I worked out as
you got along well, very well?
I liked my wife. I didn't have no trouble with any material effect. And I was a boy departed by Mitzvah by the first son here. It was about 1,000 years from now.
He had no trouble getting along with each other when first got married.
No.
Was she an obedient wife? Was she a good wife?
Oh, yeah. She was a European type. She was a very cook. She never ate salami from the bad salami here. She made her own corned beef.
Oh, yes,
she
I know. They all make everything.
She used to make her own butter.
Yeah.
Chicken
Churn her own butter.
Her own butter. And when it comes to before winter, you used to have a bottle of carrot, tomatoes and salad.
Yeah.
I used to put an avalanche at the time, avalanche.
Yes, I know.
Up in the hill there.
Who made the most important decision in your home? Did you? Were you the boss in the house?
No, she was the boss.
She made the decisions? She was the boss.
She used to buy me a minor suit.
She made the decisions.
Yeah, she always, kids always like my living room.
Isn't that wonderful? Well, did this differ in the situation in the home in which you grew up? Was your father the boss in the house, or was your mother the boss in the house?
Your
father.
No, my father.
Was your father the boss in the house?
My father, when he came here to America, to this country, they took me to the home of the age.
I know.
Age one.
Oh.
In Breckenridge. They didn't have about to take him that time out there.
But in your home, when you were living at home, when you were a young boy...
My mother was there.
Your mother was the boss.
She was the boss, yeah.
What kind of schooling did your children receive?
All
of them went to college?
All of them went to college, yeah. My mother went by it.
I
tell you, I took them up in the high school.
Did any of them receive any Jewish education?
Well, according to me,
they go to Hader?
We have a rabbi coming up the house there, and we used to have an evidence today, years ago.
The girls get any Was there any significant difference between the way you were raised and the way you raised your children?
Well, after my wife died, they all disappeared and had the right single. They were all single. I had five kids at home.
Uh-huh.
The whole single dad that went...
Well, when you raised your children, was it different from the way your father raised your children?
Sure, they sent them out to college. They all went to college.
Yes, I know. But was your father... I see what you mean.
And soon my wife died, they all disappeared. No, they all used to live in Adlinston. It was 40 years ago. And I had a man with five children at the house.
Mm-hmm. Problems in raising your children was to do with the fact that you were an immigrant.
No, they were very good kids.
No.
Very good. Not like you're not. Spring.
Yeah. Now your first name is
Harry. And it'd be over like you did.
organizations that were set up to give charity, like anything that handed out. I push gifts for you to keep in the home or to go around.
No. She gives it to her mother did. Her mother belonged to all kinds of work.
My mother belonged to everything.
Her mother's all.
Just excited.
Yeah. Thank you, girl. But not my mother. She always loved me. I'm just lying in there with your father. I can't.
Yeah, I felt
you need to be things like the pioneer women. Well, this is later.
I've got to talk to them.
Well, where did you go to have a good time? We've already been discussing
yeah.
this. Concerts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to go to the concert. Yes, we used to go like you go get to the all the concerts.
But the free ones, the ones where you didn't have to pay.
Oh, we paid. We paid for everything. We didn't have anything free.
No, I mean like in the park.
Oh, in the park.
Did you ever go to dances?
No.
Why? I don't know. I never knew them talking about dances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you hear much
about
dances.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have time.
Well, for a good time, I think.
No.
Did you participate in any sports at this time? Did you attend any sporting events? Was your husband in any boxing?
No. They aren't sport types.
Did you know of the YMCA?
I knew it, but I never went down there.
Where was the YMCA in those years? I only remember from the time it was on Delta, which was after we moved to Oakland. I don't know where it was.
Wasn't that in Center Avenue?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I only know the I.
No. Wasn't it,
Linton Street. And not far from there, was Iron Cutler's settlement. And they didn't have any bathroom. So we had to go there to the Iron Cutler's to take a bath. So I don't remember if we paid a nickel or they gave us a towel and soap. And there you could go for anything you want. My sister, they thought much of story and everything, but I never went. I did this in time.
Well,
I make a living.
Well, this was where? Which you would say?
This was in Louisville Street that we lived.
When you lived in Overhead Street, the Irene Kaufman settlement was on Center Avenue.
On Center Avenue, sure, for years and years.
But you didn't go there. Well, you didn't go there to work.
To take advantage of
it.
No.
Except they, like you said, you took the bath.
The bath, yes, they got from bed because we didn't have a bath.
I don't remember nearby the job.
Well, then were there any non-Jewish agencies that helped you adjust other than night school? To the new life?
No, non-Jewish, no. Only Jews. I remember when we came here, even at the station there was from the Jewish Federation, I think, they sent somebody to meet us to talk to us. But we didn't need their help, nothing. We came with money.
Were there any local meeting places, cafes, political parties? Around the ice, or around the Y, or around where you knew, where you would see people. How did you meet people during your first 5 years? Well, you came and you had family.
Yeah.
And you had friends.
Yes, and through the friends and through the family, I met a lot of people.
Well, how did you meet your husband, though? Was he still in Europe? Had he left the United States yet?
No, we were young. Young children when we lived in Edinburgh. And then we moved away. Mm-hmm. And each father, he was wealthy. Oh, he had a whole block. That's why my husband went to Kiel, he went to the Nazi. They were wealthy people. And we moved to a different place. And but I know him. Mm-hmm. I didn't go with him. God was there. But when I came here, because we were from the same town, and we know each other, so we started to go out and used to take me all over. That's why I went to all the places that I think there wasn't a place in Pittsburgh. All the parks. There wasn't a place where he used to take me all over. That's why I know. But he is not the type to belong.
How did you first get to see him when you
were in Pittsburgh? Oh my, they all came to see me. Because his parents were still in old country. Yeah. He came to a hint.
Were you friendly with any non-Jewish people?
I'll tell you, we lived in a Jewish neighborhood and I didn't know there were many Gentiles. To my later years,
First year, I would say no.
Until 6 years later or 7 years later, then I lived in a Gentile neighborhood and we were the best friends.
Yeah. With whom did you celebrate Seder when you came here?
Yeah.
The question is, did you have family here, which you have?
Yeah.
And were you close socially with them, which you were?
Yes.
And with whom did you celebrate Seder? Was it a huge family thing?
Until your mother came, what did you do for Seder?
Well, I'll tell you, we came here in June, you say. So there wasn't a
sale. No, naturally.
And the next year my mother came, so I don't remember if we had any sale with anybody.
I'm sure they did.
Well, when she came,
yeah.
Did you have a sale with...
Just
with your family, not with your mother's brother, your sisters.
My mother didn't have any brothers and sisters
here.
No, but my father had cousins, I don't remember to celebrate any famous wedding.
He had nothing around him. He was all by himself. I don't know, because from what I can remember.
During these first 5 years, did you maintain any contact with people in Europe?
Oh, yes. My brother. I had a brother there.
Did you write to other people, too? You had others?
Yeah. But don't forget, when I came, 2 years later was the revolution.
Came in 1912, about 5 years later.
But then our things got bad.
Well, because it was during the war.
Yeah. It was the first World War.
And then we couldn't even write to my brother. Because he didn't get a letter. After the war, because I remember. See, my mother came then a short time later after the war.
Are you an American citizen?
Oh.
How did you acquire your citizenship?
My dad.
Your dad?
Sure. He got his citizenship across.
When did you first vote?
I believe I can't remember. I think when I remember.
I found it in Florida. Do you remember, Ron, you said you're a Democrat, do you know why did you choose to be a Democrat rather than a Republican?
Well, I'm always with the... I am a bit of working class. I don't, like I told him, my husband, about what's his name, Kestra.
Yeah.
See, I'm always for the poor and for the working people. And that's why it was, and I don't like the Republicans because they are more richer, you know. So that's why I'm a Democrat. And like I tell my husband, I don't think he would find a Democrat. I said, I think I'm a Communist. But I'm not, you know, because I don't like the ideas. You know, I said, what's the matter with Cuba? He does a good job, in a way. He did a lot of good things too. All right.
He did some good things.
But I like the good things that...
No, the reason that they're Democrats rather than Republicans is because it's more than the common people's party rather than the rich people's party.
Were you active in this party? Did you have to go ring the doorbell? Ever send out letters for any candidates or
no.
Well, we answered this question, when did you first meet the person that you married and how? Did you get in?
You came to a river top. I don't know.
How old were you when you were married?
When I was married. 22.
I'm here
23. 23.
You can call it 23. 22 or 23, I don't know.
And how old is
he? He's 24.
And he's 3 years older than I am. Most likely. I was 75 last year. He's about a year and a half.
If he's 77 now, and he's been married 24. He's like 20.
Yeah.
What was the marriage day?
We met Thanksgiving day, November the 28th. And our Thursday, like it's not.
It was actually Thanksgiving Day when we got married. It was a Thanksgiving Day when we got married. So every Thanksgiving Day.